It is a privilege to be with you this morning, and I appreciate being invited back.
我很高兴，今天能见到大家，我也很高兴能你们能再请我过来。
Today is a particularly joy-filled day.
今天是特别的一个，就是充满喜乐的日子。
I know that your church has been looking for a pastor for a long time, and thankfully you have found the right man.
我知道大家你们教会这个寻牧很长时间，感谢主你们找到了合适的人选。
And I'm always interested to see who understands English by who laughs first.
我有时候很注意观察谁先笑，那就是能听懂英语的。
Before we get to the message, I'd like to thank this church for being part of the Rocky Mountain District of the Evangelical Free Church.
在讲到之前，我首先想感谢这个教会作为落基山布道会中的成员。
You are part of 80 churches in the Rocky Mountain region.
你们是这个落基山布道这个协会的80个成员之一。
We have Chinese churches, Latino churches.And English-speaking churches.
我们有这个中文的布道会，也有讲墨西哥语的布道会，还有就是讲英文的布道会。
And the work of the district can't be done without the support of every local church.
这个区会的这个工作，如果没有这个地方的这个教会的支持，是不能做到的。
This church, like the 79 other churches, contribute to the district ministry.Which I'm allowed to do.
这个教会是和另外79个教会一起来支持这个落基山区会的工作。
So because of your support, here are some of the things that are happening right now.
因为你们去支持我们，现在我们在做下列的事情。
You may not be aware of it, but you're helping to start 5 new churches in this district right now.
你们虽然你们有可能不知道，我们现在正在因为你们的支持，我们正在成立5间新的教会。
4 of them are here in Colorado, and then there's one up in Douglas, Wyoming, that you're helping to support right now.
有4间是在科罗拉多，有一间是在瓦欧明，你们在 support 在支持他们。
This past week, I've had calls from 17 different pastors in our district.
在过去一周里头，我接到了17间教会牧师的电话。
Several of those were in conflict or crisis, and others just needed advice.
他们有的人是正在一个挣扎当中，有的人是只是需要一些建议。
Because you support the district, they had somebody that they could call.
因为你们在支持这个区会，那我们可以他们可以去打电话到这个区会里头。
You're helping 2 churches that wouldn't even be open today if it weren't for the district work.
你们在支持两间教会，如果没有我们区会的支持，这两间教会就不会存在。
These are churches that got into crisis and would have closed if they weren't part of the association that you support.
这两间教会是正在一个危机当中，如果没有这个区会的支持，他们可能就要关门了。
And you're helping other churches find pastors, churches that are without pastors right now.
你们也正在支持别的正在寻牧的教会。
So again, thank you for the support that you give to the district, so that you can do all of this and so much more.
那么我再次感谢大家支持这个聚会，让我们能够做很多的事情。
Well, today is a happy day. It's a day that I am glad to be here.
今天是一个很喜乐的日子，我很高兴在你们当中。
As I walked in, I saw smiles on a lot of faces.
当我走进这个教会的时候，我看见很多人脸上带着这个微笑。
It seems that you're happy to finally have a pastor.
那好像你们很高兴，这个终于有了牧师。
I apologize that I couldn't have been here 2 months ago when he started.
那我很抱歉，但这个两周之前，当那个牧师赖牧师刚来的时候，我不能在你们当中。
With 80 churches and speaking in a different church every Sunday, I'm usually booked out 6 to 8 months.
那么我有八十间教会需要照顾，那我的日程经常是六个月之前就已经满了。
It's always my desire to be in a church when a pastor comes the first or second Sunday that he is there.
我总是希望当那个牧师刚来这个教会的时候，第二个星期我能在当中。
But your pastor has been here for a couple of months, and I'm just now getting around to the commissioning service.
那你牧师已经来两个星期，我现在才有机会能够能够给他祝福。
And I apologize for that.
那我很抱歉。
I also apologize that I don't speak Mandarin. I wish I did.
Okay. You can speak Mandarin.
No. Only by the gift of God.
那我也很抱歉，我不能讲中文，需要翻译。
I really wish I could speak to you in your mother tongue.
那我真的很希望能够用你们的母语去讲道。
But I want to thank the two translators.
thank you.
Yeah, you're a blessing to me. Open our Father's Word, if you would, this morning to Romans chapter 12.
那么请大家能够翻开圣经罗马书第十二章。
A commissioning service is basically blessing the congregation and the pastor in this new chapter that you're entering into.
那么这个祝福的这个典礼一般是就是先跟这个牧师和教会讲。
So this morning, I'd like to challenge you, the congregation, in your relationship with your new pastor.
那么我们今天要挑战这个会众跟牧师之间的关系。
And then I'm going to challenge your pastor in his relationship with you.
那么我也同样去挑战牧师跟你们之间的关系。
And then we will end with the deacons coming up and us laying hands on the pastor and his wife and praying for them.
那最后我们请那个执事上来，我们一起为赖牧师和师母摁手祷告。
So in this passage, it talks about our relationship of brother and sister to one another in Christ.
那么在这一段的经文，他们讲这个我们。主内的弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
But it also applies, if it applies to our relationship with one another, it most certainly applies to how we should treat our spiritual leaders.
他们不单是讲这个主内弟兄姊妹之间的关系，也讲到我们跟牧师之间的关系。
And the first challenge I would give to you regarding your relationship with your pastor and his wife is be respectful.
那我第一个对大家的挑战，在对待牧师和师母，就是说要尊敬他们。
How you talk about your pastor and his wife, and how you treat him, is going to influence others in your culture.
你们怎么样去跟牧师和师母讲话，怎么样去对待他们，会影响到别人。
Romans chapter 12 verse 10 says, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love."
在罗马书十章十二章十节是这么讲：爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
How do we show brotherly love toward one another？
我们怎么样才能显示出之间弟兄之间的爱
？One of the things I would challenge you with is don't even entertain negative comments about your pastor and his wife。
第一点我要强调的就是说，不要跟别人讲一些关于牧师和师母之间负面的话。
Our nature as humans is to be more negative than positive.
我们作为人的本性，我们往往是负能量比正能量要多一点。
Do you realize when you say something negative about somebody, you're talking about somebody that has been created in the image of God?
你们要想到，当你在背后讲一些很负面的对于一个人，你要意识到你在讲一个神按他的形象所造的人。
Every human being we come into contact with is an image bearer of God.
我们每一个人，我们碰到的每一个人都是造神的形象所造的。
So I would challenge you that when somebody says something negative about your pastor and his wife,You even counteract it with something positive.
那么我对大家的挑战就是说，当你听到有别人对你讲关于牧师和师母之间负面的话，你去讲一些正面的话。
Just as we should show respect for one another, we especially should show respect for our spiritual leaders.
就像我们之间彼此互相的敬重，我们对牧师和师母属灵的领袖要更加的敬重。
I was talking with one of your senior members.This morning before service, I think it was Benny. Is that his name?
Yeah. 我今天早上在跟那个 Benny 讲话。
And he was telling me that in Hong Kong, that there are many, many religions, but they all get along with one another. They all show respect for one another.
那么，本尼在讲到在香港的时候，有很多的宗教，但是他们之间都互相的尊敬。
Please, please, please do that for your pastor.
那么我特别的请大家也是能够尊敬你们的牧师和师母。
The second challenge that I would give to you is that you should be responsible in your relationship with your pastor.
那么第二点我要挑战大家的是，你要对你的牧师和师母负责。
Verse 11 says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord."
在罗马书十二章第十一节讲到，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
One of the toughest aspects of being a pastor is getting the support of others to help him in the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
那么，对于牧师最艰难的一件事就是他需要得到能够在服侍之中的帮助。
I know this from experience because I was a pastor for 23 years before I came into this position.
那么这是从我的经验谈到的，因为我在这个当这个区会的领导之前，我有23年牧会的经验。
And a lot of times when a new pastor comes, everybody feels like, well, we hired him to do the ministry.
那么很多的时候，我们当有了牧师的时候，我们第一想啊，我们是请他来做这些事情的。
And as I walk in during a service like this, when the new pastor is there, I get this sense of relief. I hear this sigh of, ah, we finally have a pastor.
那我当我来到这个会众中间，我能听到大家能够有一个深呼吸，说我们终于有了牧师了。
Now we can relax.
那我们现在可以放松了。Whatever.
No, now is the time to get to work.
不，我们这是我们现在要去做事情的时候。
I don't know what you told him his job description is, but I know what Scripture says.
我不知道你们给他的这个职务的这个说明是什么，但是我知道圣经上是怎么谈。
Ephesians chapter 4:11-12 tells me what his role is.
在以弗所书四章十一节，四章十一十二节讲到了他的工作角色是什么样的。
Verse 11 says that God appointed some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and some as teachers.
那么在第四章第十一节讲，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And the next verse tells me what his role is to be.
那么下一节他讲到他的角色是什么样的。
For the equipping of the saints and building up of the body until we all reach maturity in Jesus Christ.
讲到为要成全圣徒各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
So his role isn't to do all of the ministry.
他的角色不是做所有的事工。
Your role is to be responsible in letting him train you to do the work of ministry.
那么你们的角色是你们要负责让他来训练你们去做各种各样的工作。
The third challenge I would give to you is be reinforcing.
那么第三个挑战我想对大家说的要支持牧师。
Verse 12 says that we are to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer.
那么在这个罗马书第十二章第十二节是讲这个。Sorry, 在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐。前面第十一章，是要讲要常常火热，常常服侍主。
So there are three things here: hope, affliction, and prayer.
那么在里头讲了三件事，就是要有指望，要有要祷告。
Let me start with the last first.
那我们先讲这个最后这一点。
Be faithful in prayer.
要常常的祷告。
Are you praying for your pastor?
你们经常为牧师祷告吗？
It seems most of you are distracted by what's happening over here right now.
你们看来有一些干扰。
One of the failures in many of our churches is we just don't pray hard enough for our pastors.
那么我们很多教会有一点做得不好，就是我们没有经常的为牧师祷告。
I would ask you to ask your pastor, how can we pray for you? What is concerning you? What are your what's bothering you right now? What do you need in prayer?
那我请大家经常的问你们的牧师，你现在的情况怎么样？你现在有什么挣扎？有什么需要我们为你祷告的
？And then as you do pray for him, follow up and ask him, how is that thing going that you asked me to pray for?
那当你们为他祷告的时候，你们也到后来又再继续的去追问他，就是你我为你祷告的这些事情现在怎么样？
Part of reinforcing your pastor is also to be patient in affliction.
那么另一个就是支持牧师的，就是说要忍耐。
Every church, every congregation goes through troubling times.
每一个教会都有经过一些苦难的事情。
You might have thought it's just your church, but it isn't.
你们可能认为只是你们教会是这样的，但是不是这样的。
How do we treat our leaders when difficult times come?
当这个有困难的时候发生的时候，我们怎么样对待我们的领袖？
Are we patient or are we accusing?
我们是不是有耐心，还是我们就去一味的指责？
And then it also says be joyful in hope.
另外也说要喜乐。
Today should be a day of celebration.
今天是一个庆祝的日子。
It's a good day because new pastor is here.
是一个好日子，因为新的牧师来到了。
But I don't think that we celebrate enough in Christian circles.
但是我不认为我们作为这个基督徒经常的去庆祝什么事情。
Again, because of human nature, we focus more on the negative, the affliction, than the positive, the hope.
因为我们作为这个人的本性，我们经常去注重的一些负面的事情，而不是注重一些值得我们去喜乐的事情。
I would say that when your pastor does things that bless you or encourage you, send him a note or send him an email or tweet him. I don't even know what that means.
Okay. 那我建议大家，如果牧师对你讲了一些话，你很多的安慰和支持，那么你去给他发一个 email， 或者是对他讲，或者是发信，或者是去推着他去告诉他这件事。
Can I even say tweet in church？
You might. Where? The kids over there probably.
They understood. They'll be tweeting him, and he'll go, "I don't have a Twitter account." The next thing that I would say to you is to be reasonable.
那么另外一件事就是说，我对大家说的说要合理。
Verse 13 says that we are to share with God's people who are in need.
在这个罗马书的这个第十二章十三节讲，圣徒缺乏要帮助。
One of the difficulties that pastors have is trying to get by on how churches support them financially.
那么牧师要面对的一件事就是说，是他们要在这个在生活上的这个要经常的去挣扎，因为教会给他们的供给不够。
Again, this passage is written to all of us that we are to take care of one another, particularly those who are more needful.
那么这段经文主要是讲究大家互相要互相的帮助，特别是对一些有需要的弟兄姊妹。
But I will tell you that if you support your pastor well, he will then be able to focus on the ministry that you've called him to do, rather than the worry of just getting by day to day.
那么我特别要强调一点，如果大家对牧师的在这个物质上的支持足够的话，他可以能够更加的专心去帮助另外一些事情。
And then the fifth and last thing that I would challenge you with is be responsive.
那么最后一点我要挑战大家的就是说要有反应。
Verse 13, the last part says, practice hospitality.
那么在这个十三节最后一点就是说，客要一味的款待。
I know that you are all very busy people.
我知道你们每个人都很忙。
And I know that you also have your own circles of friendship that you spend time with.
我也知道你们有自己的朋友圈，会要花一些时间。
And when holidays come around, you probably spend it with close friends and family.
当有这个节日期间，你可能愿意跟你亲密的朋友或者是家人在一起。
Where is their family?
那么这个牧师的他的家人呢
？Look around.
再看看大家左右。
Every pastor considers his congregation his family.
那每一个牧师都认为他的这个会众就是他的家庭。
And having pastored for 23 years, I can tell you there were many holidays where my family was ignored because everybody else was with their family.
那我从我的经验里头，在很多节日期间，那么我的家人就被冷落了，因为会众都跟他自己的家人在一起。
Many congregations feel like, oh, the pastor is so busy and he gets so many invitations, he's too busy for us to invite him.
那很多人会想啊，这个牧师一定在节日有很多人去请他，他根本就没时间来我们当中。
Well, if you all say that, guess what?
如果你们都这么想的话，你猜会是什么结果
？He eats turkey alone.
他自己一个人在吃这个火鸡。
Be hospitable. Invite your pastor. If he doesn't have time, he'll tell you.
那么就是说，我们还是要好客去请牧师。如果他没有时间的话，他会跟你说的。
So these are the five challenges that I give to you as a congregation with your new pastor and his wife.
这是我对你们的五个挑战，就是对牧师和师母。
Are these fair? Is this something you can do?
这是不是很合理呢？你们可以不可以做呢？
I'll wait.
Yes.
So I gave you five challenges. How many do you think is fair to give to him?
我给了你们五个挑战，那你们会认为我会给牧师几个挑战
？Five. We'll go with your number.
五个，我们要给牧师。
Because that fits my outline.
因为我就想就是有五个。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
那我们看到这个提摩太后书。第二章。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it's the Apostle Paul writing to what he calls his child in the faith, Timothy.
那么在提摩太后书，他是这个保罗给他的属灵上的儿子，就是提摩太的信。
You'd see that in the first couple of verses of the first chapter. It's not his physical child, but it's his spiritual child in the faith.
那你们看他前两节是，实际就是证明这不是他肉体的孩子，是他属灵上的孩子。
Timothy is being a pastor in a very difficult culture in a place called Ephesus.
提摩太在这个当时他在这个一个很困难的一个地方去喂养。
And this is the challenge that Paul gives to Pastor Timothy in this difficult ministry that he has.
这就是保罗在这个提摩太当时处于一个很艰难的环境下给他写的一封信。
And so these are the challenges I would give to you, Pastor.
那么这就是我对赖牧师的挑战。
The first is be filled with grace.
第一个就是充满了感恩。
Paul says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus."
第一节讲，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上要刚强，要充满了恩典。
It is not easy being a pastor.
作为牧师是一件很不容易的事情。
You're dealing with smelly sheep.
那你实际在对这个。实际羊群是有时候有很多味道的。
You understand that's a metaphor, right?
你知道这是一个比喻。
Yeah. Imagine our Lord's disappointment with his disciples.
那我们想到主耶稣他对他的门徒的失望。
He has the most critical time in his life, and he tells the three that are closest to him, "Stay here and watch and pray," as he goes off to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么主耶稣在这个在这个他上这个十字架的时候，他跟他三个主要的门徒讲，你要在这儿为我们警醒祷告。
And our Lord goes off to pray, and then he comes back.
那么他就去祷告了。完了，他回来的时候
Dorcas already got it. What were they doing? Were they praying?
那么这三个人是在做什么呢？他们是在祷告吗？
Yeah, really?
没有，他实际在睡觉。
Ministry is filled with ordinary people who have extraordinary needs.
那么在这个事工里头是实际都是有普通的人做不普通的事情。
One of my pastors said, "Greg, ministry would be so much easier if it weren't for the people."
那么我的牧养的一个牧师他跟我说，如啊这个事工如果说是没有这些人就非常好做了。
And I told him, "You don't get it. It's about the people."
那我对他说，你不知道，这事工就是人的工作。
Here is how I found it to be easier to be filled with grace.
那么这是我发现我能做的，能够让我充满恩典的一个方法。
When I got irritated or upset with the people, and that does happen.
当我发现我很失望，或者说是我脾气不是很好的时候
，I thought about the grace that God has shown to me.
我想到神对我的恩典。
The Lord knows the dark areas of my life that nobody else knows.
那么神知道我人生中最黑暗的时候。
And in times of irritation, I think about how He's showing me grace, and that helps me to show grace to others.
当我情绪不好的时候，我想到神。在我很黑暗的时候，对我显示了恩典。
The next challenge I would give to you is to be a disciple maker.
那么这第二个挑战就我对赖姆师的期望就是说能够去培养门徒。
Verse 2 says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others."
在提摩太书后章，后书第二章第二节在讲，你在许多见证面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Thank you, Dorcas, for taking notes for him so he will remember.
感谢师母去，
There will be a test.
我会考大家。
Every day of his ministry.
那每天他都会面对 挑战。
Pastors are not to be doing all the work of the church.
那牧师不是要做教会里所有的事情。
I've already shared with you and the congregation what Ephesians says about you're here to equip them to do the work of ministry.
那么我已经跟大家分享了一下以弗所书所教导的。
But it's not just a New Testament concept; it's also an Old Testament concept.
这不是仅指是新约上的一些概念，实际在旧约里头也有。
In Exodus chapter 18, Moses's friend comes along and tells him. It's his father-in-law actually that comes along and tells him what he should be doing.
那么在这个出埃及记第十八章里头，摩西他的岳父。过来去对摩西讲他要做什么事情。
Moses' father-in-law is Jethro.
那么这个他摩西的他的岳父叫我不知道中文怎么叫。Jethro.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And Moses is trying to oversee the entire nation of Israel.
那摩西他当时是要照顾整个这些犹太人。
And he's working 18, 20 hours a day.
他每天都要工作18到24小时。
And Jethro comes to him and says, "Moses, you're wearing yourself out."
那么他的这个岳父就跑过来就跟他说，说摩西，你太累了。
And Moses says, "Oh, I have to. The people need me."
那么摩西说啊，我不得不这样做呀，大家都需要我。
And Jethro says, "Yeah, no, they don't."
那个他岳父跟他说啊，不，他不需要你做所有的事情。
Okay, that's a marginal reading.
啊，这是我自己的去翻译。
What Jethro says is, "Moses, you need to train others who will then train others who will then train others."
那么他的岳父跟他说你需要做的是去培养别人，让这些人再去培养别人，让他们培养的人再去培养别人。
And that's what a disciple maker does.
这就是这个培养门徒的人需要做的。
The third challenge I would give to you is be absorbed by the ministry to which you have been called.
那么，第三个挑战就是说，能够全身心的投入到这个服事当中。
And Paul now is about to use three different metaphors.
那么保罗他要用三个比喻。
The first metaphor is that of a soldier.
那么他第一个比喻是作为士兵。
In verse 3 and 4, he says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs because he wants to please his commanding officer.
那么在第三节他讲，你要与我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵，凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
In that culture, when a soldier would come home off of the battlefield for furlough, he wasn't even allowed to go back into his home with his own family.
那么当时这个士兵如果说是他从战场上休息的时候，他甚至不被允许，你要他不能进入他们的家。
He would come home for furlough only to get rest so he could be restored to go back to the battlefield.
那么他需要休息的时候，他只能被允许进入家去真正的休息，然后再回去。
It is so easy in ministry to get distracted with a lot of other things that are going on.
在这个侍奉的过程中，经常很容易被别的事情去打扰。
But I would challenge you that you be absorbed by the ministry to which you've been called, focused singularly on that.
那么我挑战你，就是说，能够专心的去做神所呼召你要做的事情。
Don't get distracted in the ministry by all of the other stuff that's going on in politics and in Denver and in the world.
那么不要被别的事情包括是政治上的事情，包括在丹佛地区或者是整个美国的事情，不要被这些事情的干扰。
Like a soldier, this is a spiritual battlefield.
像一个士兵一样，这个就是一个我们的属灵的战场。
And the lives of the people of this community is what is at stake.
那么这个我们会众的属灵的生命都处于这个一个威胁当中。
Their eternity hangs in the balance.
他们的属灵的生命就处于一个危险当中。
Just like a soldier, be singularly focused on the battlefield, the spiritual battlefield to which you've been called.
就像一个基督耶稣精兵一样，要能够专心在这个属灵的征战当中。
Run every decision that you make through this grid.
Through the screen?
Through a grid.
Okay. 那么你每次做这个决定的时候，都经过这个思考在这方面。
Ask yourself this question.
那么问你自己这个问题。
How is what I'm about to do to benefit the work of Jesus Christ?
那么我现在要做的事情怎么样才能帮助到主耶稣基督的事工？
How is what I'm about to do to benefit Denver Chinese Church?
我要做的事情怎么样才能够帮助到在丹佛的华人教会。
Be absorbed by the ministry to which you have been called.
能够专心的在神所呼召的事工当中。
The fourth challenge I would give to you is be self-disciplined.
那么第四个我对牧师的挑战就是能够自律。
The second metaphor that Paul uses as he talks to Timothy is in verse 5.
那么在这个保罗的书信中，他第二个比喻就是在第五节当中。
Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
You are to be disciplined by the rules of the Word of God.
你需要遵守这个神的这个规矩。
One of the unfortunate roles that I play as district superintendent is going and talking to men who've been in ministry who've stepped outside the boundaries of who we are to be.
那么我在这个区监督的这个角色里头，其中有一点就是我要需要去对一些牧师讲，他们不能 focus 在他们的这个侍奉中，他们做一些别的事情。
In the Evangelical Free Church, we have credentialing called licensing and ordination.
那么其中一点就是我们布道会有这个我们的这个资格的考试。
I had the unhappy experience this week of having to ask one of my men for his ministry credential.
那我这个星期有一个不愉快的经历，就是我需要去让我其中的一个牧养的这个牧师把他的自己的这个证书交回来。
He stepped outside the disciplines that we as spiritual leaders should have.
他在这个我们属灵的，他不是按我们属灵领袖的这个范围之中，他做了一些别的事情。
And as I was doing that and have had the discussion with other pastors in the district, they, like I said, but by God's grace, there I go.
当我跟这个我们区会的一些别的牧师在讲，他们也是同意我要做的这个事情。
We see it in the Summer and Winter Olympics all of the time.
我们看的这个冬季和夏季的奥运会当中，经常能看到这样。
Athletes step outside the boundaries of the rules, and they get disqualified.
那么这个运动员他在这个运动场上，他在他这个运动的范围内走出这个运动范围之后，他们就被开除了。
Pastor, don't be that guy.
牧师不要做这种人。
And here is how I would say to protect yourself.
那么我现在说一些就是你怎样自己保护自己的一些东西。
Three things.
那有三件事。
Be disciplined in being in the Word of God every day, not just in studying for your sermons, but in studying for your life.
那每天都能够有灵修学习神的话语，不光是准备讲章，就是为你属灵的生命。
Be disciplined in your prayer life.
能够在这个祷告的生活中自律。
Stop and think about it. You've got a job where they're paying you to pray.
那你现在这个工作就是大家付钱让你为他们祷告。
It's a cool job.
这是一个很好的工作。
If you do it.
如果是你做的话。
But in pastoral ministry, we get so busy with the tyranny of the urgent.
那我们在这个会中很容易被其他的事情一些搅扰。
And we don't take time aside to pray.
那我们不花时间去祷告。
And then third, be in fellowship, close fellowship, accountable fellowship with others that you trust.
第三点就是跟你所相信的人能有一个很亲密的团契。
The word, prayer, accountable fellowship, those are the things that help us to stay disciplined.
那么这个祷告还有就是说跟你所相信的弟兄姊妹有一个很好的团契，这是能够帮助你的。
And then fifth and finally, I would say be diligent.
那么最后一点我想讲的是要勤勉。
Do you all know what it means when a pastor is saying finally?
你们都知道，如果牧师说讲这个最后。
Absolutely nothing.
最后实际不包括什么意思。
Really, I'm winding this up. Trust me.
我只是讲就是这个我现在要结束了。
2 Timothy 2:6 goes to the third metaphor.
那么在这个第六节讲到最后的一个比喻。
The metaphor is that of a farmer.
这就是一个作为一个农民。
Verse 6 says the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops.
这里就讲到劳力的农夫理应先得粮食。
In the Rocky Mountain District, we have city churches, but we also have rural churches.
在我们这个洛基山的这个区的这个当中，我们有这个城市中的教会，也有在这个农村的教会。
And I have spent time with the ranchers and farmers in eastern Colorado and in the dry land farming areas of southwestern South Dakota.
那么我在这个当中，我也曾经跟这个在这个东部科拉多东部他们的有这个农场的农夫，还有就是在 Dakota 地区的这些农夫 交流过。
And when Paul talks to the farmer, I think there are so many different directions he could go in applying this metaphor.
当那个保罗讲到农夫的时候，其实是你可以有从不同的角度去解释。
He could have gone with their long, hard working days.
他可以讲到他们要每天都要很辛苦的工作很长时间。
He could have gone with they never seem to get time off or vacation.
他也可以讲到他们从来没有放假，从来没有休息的时间。
He could have gone with some kind of economical metaphor.
他也可以讲到他们的那个农夫的经济到底是怎么样。
But he went a place I would not have gone.
那他实际讲到一点，我是没想到的。
The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops.
那么他讲到这个劳力的农夫理应先得粮食。
So what he is saying is, if you do these other things, that in being diligent, you're going to be the first to receive the spiritual reward.
那么这个讲到，如果是你去勤勉的去做这些事情，作为这个属灵的奖赏，你能够先得到属灵的奖赏。
Diligent farmers know when to plow the ground, when to plant the seed, when to water, and when to wait.
这个劳力的农夫，他知道什么时候去浇灌，什么去翻地，什么去收割，什么去等待。
But what is the result of their labor?
但他们这个这个劳力的结果是什么样的？
They get to eat before we get to eat.
他可以在我们之前就可以先吃到他种的粮食。
And they eat very well.
他们吃得很好。
So be diligent, and you will be the first to receive the spiritual reward.
所以如果你劳力的话，你可以先得到属灵的奖赏。
Verse 7, Paul concludes by saying this.
那么在第七节，他总结讲到。
Reflect on what I am saying, and the Lord will give you insight to all of this.
我所说的话，你都要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
So, church, I want to take you, you don't need to turn here, but I want to take you to a passage in the book of Acts.
那么我现在想对会众讲这个在这个使徒行传第十三章。
It's Acts chapter 13, verse 1.
在使徒行传十三章第一节。
In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, and Saul. And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
在这个使徒行传十三章第一节讲在安提阿的教会之中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面、古利奈人路求与分封之王西律同养的马念，并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵就对他们说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。于是进食祷告，按手在他们的头上，就打发他们去了。
So this morning we are going to follow that model.
所以今天早上我们就跟他们要做同样的事情。
We're not going to send him off.
我们不是要把他们就派走了。
But we are going to lay hands on him and pray for him.
那我们需要做的就是在他们身上摁手祷告。
So I'm going to ask the deacons to come up, and if we could get two chairs turned around here for Pastor and his wife to sit in. Here they come.
那我们请牧师和师母坐到这个当中，然后我们请这个执事上来。
Here we go. And somebody get a picture of this and send it to me because I really do want a picture.
那么如果谁有照相机能够帮这个
，And I can't take a picture.
当个片照个张相，然后可以送给他。
If you gentlemen would pray and I will close.
那么请他们祷告，然后我来结束。
Out loud.
那个出声祷告。
亲阿爸父，我们到你面前来，我们真是以一颗感恩的心来赞美你。阿爸父，今天早上 Dr. Phil 跟我们讲的讯息，他对我们的挑战，对我们会众的挑战，对牧师的挑战，我们的一句一句我们都记在心里面。阿爸父，我们再次感谢你，你把牧师师母带我们中间来祝福我们这个教会。主，我们也在这边向你祈求，祈求你 带领我们整个教会，带领我们整个会众，让我们用一个尊敬的心对待我们的属灵领袖，让我们对他们的呼召有回应，让我们在他们里面有爱有团契。主啊，我们真的是把一切的荣耀都归在你面前，因为若不是你自己的恩典，我们今天不能站在这边按手把他们交托在你手上。主，我们在这向你祈求，我们在这感恩，我们将感谢祈求奉主耶稣圣名， Amen。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是照顾我们教会的一位牧者。当我们一年前，我们都可能没有想到今天我们有牧者在当中是牧养我们，我们满心的感谢你。就是刚才 Dr. Fell 也有好的信息去勉励我们，我们怎样的是去为到我们的牧师是祈祷。我们现在就去到你面前求主，你都是去保守我们这位的亲爱的牧者，他放弃去香港的生活，他来到这里的教会，他就要牧养我们。求父你都是去教导我们每一位的会众，我们会是很respectful， 我们会尊重你牧者，我们会更加，我们会主动的是去为你祷告，因为知道他们当他们来到这个和场的时候，他们会受到撒旦的攻击。求主你，我们就是用祷告的是去保护住我们，让我们牧者不会受到撒旦的攻击。求主你都是为到他们在美国的需要是献上祷告，在香港过到来很多事都是很不同，他们要开车，他们可能今天要落雪要开车都可能是一个的挑战，都求主你保守他们，当他们要在冬天要开车可能要去出去做关怀的时候，求主你去带领他们保守他们，当他们要是去做教导工作的时候，求主你让到他们放胆的是将你话语讲开，让到我们会众会得到他的牧养，会在属灵中更加有成长。我们都是去将到他们的女儿特别献上祷告，都知道荣恩他在这么热闹的香港要过到来一个这么安静的地方是有很大的挑战很大的适应，求主你保守他，让到他可以尽快的适应在美国的生活，可以是去享受在美国的教育，让到他可以有好的成长。我都为到师母都知道他要离开他一个这么的成长的地方，要去来到这里是很不容易，特别为到他父母一个年老的父母献上祷告，都知道他要离开父母真的很不容易，求主你都是去祝福他们父母香港的生活，都知道有很多的不适应，求主你特别的是去带领他爸爸，都知道他爸爸是有有老人痴呆，都求主你让到师母的妈妈都可以好好照顾他的爸爸，让到他们纵然是离开很远，但是可以不需要太大的担心，因为知道他在香港还有很多的弟兄姊妹是照顾他们。我们都是为到牧师是去祷告，求主你都是去带领他在这间教会里面，让到我们每个人我们是互相的勉励互相的支持，不是说因为牧师来到我们就可以松一口气，但是好像刚才 Dr. Fell 所勉励的，我们是在这个和场上面，我们更加的是用功，我们更加的传福音，我们听我们祷告不完全都奉主圣名祈求。
Heavenly Father, I give you praise for this church, this community of believers here in this part of Denver, reaching a culture that otherwise would not know Jesus. And I give you praise for this pastor and wife whom you have given as a gift to this church for their next season of ministry. I pray that you would protect them morally, physically, spiritually, that you would put your guard around them, and that you would take the gifting that you have invested in them over these decades and use it mightily. Amen. As they are warriors for Christ among this congregation and in this community and in this culture. So, as in the Old Testament, the king would lay his hands on his successor, the priest on the penitent, the father on his son. We lay hands on them. We commit them to you. We thank you for them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.